Hi everybody, this is Juan Hernandez. If you want to break out of the gate fast like I do every morning, do what I do. Have a cup of Uncle Kimo's Kona coffee. Uncle Kimo's, you'll be glad you did.
Hi, this is Bill Coyne of South Bay Toyota, and if you're looking for an easy, hassle-free way to buy a car, South Bay Toyota is the place for you. Simply pick the vehicle of your choice, receive your price up front, and you're driving home. It's that easy at South Bay Toyota, located at the 405 Freeway and Western Avenue.
Exciting nighttime action continues at Los Alamitos with another great weekend of racing at the track of Sunsets and Stars and the best of quarter horse racing on Saturday and Sunday nights. Make your plans to join us tonight to watch the fastest horses in the world, quarter horses. And don't miss racing's best bets, our early and late pick fours. And remember, we'll also add $10,000 to the pick six on Sunday night if there's not a carryover. You'll have a great time at Los Alamitos. We're also open daily for the best of the simulcast action from Del Mar and around the country. Enjoy all of the daytime simulcast fun in style in our beautiful Vessels Club with outdoor patio seating and great views of the entire track. For Vessels Club reservations, call 714-820-2681 or join us at Burgart Sports Bar featuring more than 60 TVs showing the best of racing and more. We're all about the horse players. It's the track of Sunsets and Stars, Los Alamitos Racecourse.
Hey everybody, if you love pizza, and who doesn't, I've got the place for you. It's Doug and Daniel O'Neill's Little Caesars Pizza in Laverne at the southwest corner of Foothill Boulevard and D Street next to Stater Brothers. They've got freshly baked, delicious pizza at the best prices you'll find anywhere. Speaking of pricing, check out their hot and ready menu, which includes hot and ready Caesar wings, whole pizza, by the slice, crazy bread, Italian cheese bread, save a taco, eat a pizza at Doug and Daniel O'Neill's Little Caesars Pizza in Laverne. Folks, life is about family, friends, and the unforgettable experiences we enjoy together. If you are considering the Hawaiian Islands for that special vacation, a wedding, or perhaps a corporate outing, visit HalualohaGardenAndKitchen.com and you can see for yourself what this tremendous new venue located on the island of Hawaii has to offer. When you settle in at the Halualoha Garden and Kitchen, the breathtaking view of the Kona Coast adds a touch of enchantment far, far removed from the everyday stresses and strains of life on the mainland. Nestled on the slopes of the majestic Halualoha volcano, this venue offers guests a remarkable combination of Polynesian dining along with striking natural beauty and world-renowned island charm. With a top-notch chef and a fresh farm-to-kitchen approach, you'll experience island dining that is truly out of this world. Visit our website, HalualohaGardenAndKitchen.com, or call 307-461-1450 for complete details, and get ready for the experience of a lifetime at Halualoha Garden and Kitchen. Hey everybody, if you've got plumbing needs, commercial or residential, give my good friends at Western Rooter a call. Family owned and here to help, Western Rooter does it all and does it better 24/7. From clogged drains to complete copper repipes to water heaters, conventional and tankless, Western Rooter is here to help and will solve whatever issues you may have on time and under budget. Western Rooter, serving the Arcadia, Pasadena, and greater LA area for more than three decades. Call now at 626-44 86455, mention Thoroughbred LA Radio, and save 10% off your total invoice. Western Rooter, the best in the West.
Want to bet your favorite horse but can't make it to the race book? South Point Casino's race book has the answer. Come in and sign up for the Nevada Racebook mobile app. For just a $50 minimum deposit, you'll have the racebook right at your fingertips, no matter where you are in Nevada. It's convenient, fun, and easy to use. When you do have time to visit, South Point Casino is the perfect place to be. Our racebook is completely separate from the sportsbook and totally dedicated to the horse player. With 52 overhead TVs, free Wi-Fi, and cocktail service, bring your tablet or smartphone and plug into the USB ports to look up your favorite handicapping website without draining your battery. Want to wager from your seat? No problem with our IPTs. Just sign up, make a deposit, and you're off to the races. Plus, you'll earn points for dining, hotel, movies, entertainment, and the spa just by using the club card when wagering. Whether you want to come in or play from the comfort of your home, South Point Casino's Racebook has you covered.
There they go. O'Hara lost the rider. Native Diver, to the front. Gamely and Rising Market nose and nose, and Gamely is the winner by a nose rising.
Momentary has the weight advantage. Farm Away has the class. Which one's going to win it? Farm Away, Marquetry, Farm Away.
It's Thoroughbred Los Angeles, hosted by Mike Willman. Thoroughbred Los Angeles is brought to you by Nighttime Quarter Horse Racing at Los Alamitos Racecourse. Come see America's fastest athlete under the lights every Saturday and Sunday night. By Uncle Chemo's Kona Coffee. Take it from top jock Juan Hernandez. Uncle Chemo's. You'll be glad you did. By David Wilson's Toyota of Orange, South Bay Toyota, and Villa Ford of Orange. Come see their great selection of new and used vehicles and experience David Wilson's world-class customer service. By Pete and Evelyn Perella's Legacy Ranch, where stands multiple graded stakes winner Forbidden Kingdom. By the luxurious Halu Aloha Garden and Kitchen overlooking the majestic Kona Coast on the island of Hawaii. Visit HalualohaGardenAndKitchen.com and make your reservations now for the event of a lifetime. By Doug and Daniel O'Neill's Little Caesars Pizza in Laverne. Doug says, save a taco, eat a pizza. By the Ragazin Sheets. Get past the obvious and get the information you need to win. Get the Ragazin Sheets. By the Derby Room at Fairplex Park. Great food, great customer service, along with free parking and admission at the Derby Room. By the California Thoroughbred Breeders Association. It pays to own and breed in California. By Bruce Finkelstein's BetOnBruce.com. By the South Point Hotel, Casino, and Spa in Las Vegas. Call Steve Johnson and make your reservations now at 866-780-RACE. And by Western Rooter, the best in the West. Now, here's Mike Willman.
Thank you, Dan Jerns, and a very pleasant good morning, everybody. Great to have you with us as we just about hit the midway point where the turf meets the surf at Del Mar. Some outstanding racing again yesterday. Same thing goes for Saratoga, Colonial Downs around the country. Boy, it's just a great time to be involved in this game. I'll say this, a magnificent performance in yesterday's Grade 1, $750,000 sword dancer at Saratoga. Charlie Appleby come over with yet another talented Irish bred El Cordobas, and Flavion Pratt, another magnificent ride. And we'll be talking with John Hardoon about that in just a moment. And we can look for El Cordobas Knock Wood in the Breeders' Cup turf at Del Mar Saturday, November 1st. It'll be here before we know it. First things first, though, Juan Hernandez, powered by Uncle Chemo's Kona Coffee and a great agent by the name of Craig O'Brien. He knocked down six winners yesterday, and none of them any more impressive than Heredia, taking the Grade 2 $200,000 yellow ribbon handicap yesterday for trainer Graham Motion. She had never been on the lead, but Juan found himself there, and he went on with it, and you got a $5.40 win mutual. I'm going to let Larry Colmus bring him home in yesterday's Grade 2 Yellow Ribbon. This one, fillies and mares 3 and up at a Milam 1/16 over the Jimmy Durante Turf Course at Del Mar. Here's Larry Colmus at about the far turn.
In third position, Hang the Moon, saving all the ground throughout here. Fourth on the inside with 2.5 to make up. Then Public Assembly around the far turn. Heredia the leader. Mission of Joy comes after her. Ligoria's back running in third. Hang the Moon cuts the corner. Now she's third and in contention at the top of the stretch. Heredia coming by the eighth pole in front by two. Hang the Moon on the inside. And Mission of Joy chasing her home. Farther out, Public Assembly and Watchtower. But it's Heredia close to home. And Heredia wins the yellow ribbon, and Juan Hernandez wins six races today.
What a magnificent job by Juan Hernandez, and boy, six wins on the day. He had a shot in the last race for Craig Lewis, but Ride Gold couldn't get it. Couldn't quite get it done, finishing sixth. Right now, let's go to the aforementioned Jonathan Hardoon of the Ragazin Sheets back in Saratoga Springs. Hey, John, good morning. I know you agree with what I had to say about yesterday's sword dancer. Your take on the Charlie Appleby conditioned El Cordobas and just a thrilling stretch drive with Flavion Pratt getting it done.
Yeah, well, Charles Appleby, first of all, good morning, Mike. Charles Appleby had two horses in the race, Nation's Pride and El Cordobas, and Pratt Road Corbidors, and you won't never see a more perfect ride than that. He
right.
never left the wood. He tipped out at the top of the in the middle of the stretch, and he got the job done. Far Bridge, who was trained by Miguel Clement, was the favorite in the race. And yesterday was the last time the Sword Dancer will be called the Sword Dancer.
Yep.
Next year it becomes the Christopher Clement Stakes, so in honor of his father who won the race five times. So they announced that right before the race, and that was a nice thing that happened yesterday at Saratoga. But a terrific ride by Pratt. And Charles Appleby, who for the last couple of years was kind of cool at Saratoga. I think he was like 3 for 30. You know, there was a time a few years ago when anything he sent in won. But the last couple of years he cooled off, but he found the winner's circle again yesterday. A terrific ride, a terrific horse. And Bruce Finkelstein actually gave this horse out on the show yesterday. So congratulations to Bruce.
Yeah, nice selection and a great effort off the airplane. And by the way, this guy Appleby, he knows the way to San Diego as well, John. Looking forward to seeing him out here for the Breeders' Cup. As you know, he brings a turf contingent that is second to none.
He really does, Mike, and I'm sure he's loaded. So he's got nothing but nice horses. It's going to be interesting, and hopefully it's going to be a terrific Breeders' Cup like usual.
John, congratulations to you. You mentioned Bruce Finkelstein had a nice winner on air with John Lindo and Bob Ike. You did as well at Colonial Downs, a horse that paid, I believe, $1,160.
Yes, 1160 or 1180, 11 and change.
All right, good enough. Give us the name, John. It escapes me.
Oh, Giacosa. Giacosa. Yeah. In the Secretariat, I believe.
Yeah. Well,
that was one of the stakes there. They had a bunch of stakes, including the Arlington Million.
Yeah.
So they had a terrific day of racing there yesterday.
And, you know, it looked like idyllic conditions at Saratoga again. Same at Del Mar. The on-track crowd, 13,805. It really looked jam-packed on the apron and around the paddock. Good to see midway through the meet. But I know we had a mess-up yesterday to finish off what had been a terrific day, John. It's one of those things you just kind of left scratching your head.
Yeah, well, every week, unfortunately, we seem to be talking about the problems of the game. A couple of weeks ago, it was CAW. It's always something. Well, Naira did it again yesterday. The last race was scheduled to be run at a mile and an eighth, and it was only run at a mile and a 16th. So what really amazes me most about everything, Mike, not the fact that this was the third time this happened in the last couple of years, but they set the gate up with 20 minutes to post. It's right in front of the stands. You have 30,000 people out there looking at it. You have the trainers, the owners, the outriders. Nobody noticed it? I don't get it. And it was complete cluster, whatever you want to say. It was a total mess up.
Yeah. Well,
yeah. Listen, Mike, I bet a horse from the outside post, the nine horse. I would have never bet him at a mile and a 16th because it goes right into the turn. At least at a mile and an eighth, you have a shot to get over. It's totally unfair. It should have been declared a no contest.
Ooh.
But I don't know how they would have pulled that off.
That would have been tough.
Probably just,
wow.
Yeah, but it's just the whole thing was a mess. It was just a total mess. And everybody, I guess, was sleeping at the switch because how nobody noticed it is amazing.
You beat me to the punch, John. I really, truly believe that mishaps like this, we're dealing with a human element. They are the result of battle fatigue, John. You experience it. I mean, Saratoga, these weekends, they've got marathon cards. They start early. We come out here to Del Mar. We don't start till 2. We end up at about, 10:10 Eastern. not everybody involved in the regulation and officiating, they're not spending that many hours, but a lot of people, they're out for morning training. I just think it's fatigue. I really do, John. You know, it's too bad.
But it's also incompetence, Mike. Somewhere, somebody had to notice something. Even if you're an owner of the race, you're outside watching your horse. I mean, I don't know. It just slipped by everybody. Listen, if you're at home or at an AD, an off-track facility, you're not going to see the starting gate. I get it. But the people that were there, the responsibility falls on them. You have three stewards.
Yeah.
What do they do? That's their job, for God's sake. Again.
All right. Well, look, John, let's look at today. By the way, we've got Phil D'Amato. We haven't talked to Phil on air in a long time. I got him at the top of the next hour, and he's got horses in three races out here, five horses in three races. Really looking forward to that. And I'm going to an old friend right after you up in Seattle by the name of Vince Bruhn. Mark Glatt's going into the Washington Racing Hall of Fame next Sunday, Long Acres Mile Day. But right now, let's set the ball on the tee and see if we can make some money for the listeners here in hour one, John.
Well, a beautiful day at Saratoga. No rain in sight, so that's certainly good news. Our selection comes in the eighth race. It's a mile and eighth on the inner turf, and I love a 10-to-1 shot in here, Mike. Number three, American Grant, a five-year-old gelding from the Bruce Brown barn. Ricardo Santana's riding, and he got on this horse two starts back for the first time, and this horse has reacted real well to him. This guy is having an unbelievable meet, Mike. He came in under the radar, and he, believe me, he doesn't get the mounts that the Pratts or the Ortiz brothers get, and he is just, he's riding in his zone. 10-to-1 on the morning line, number three, American Grant, upsets and wins today's eighth race out at Saratoga.
And post time for race eight at Saratoga, John says it's number three, American Grant, at 5:17 Eastern. Let's talk about the website. What's up there now heading into next week? JONHARDOON.com.
Three best plays, $10. Full card, $25. Today we have Saratoga and Del Mar selections.
And last thing, John, one of Juan Hernandez's six wins yesterday came with a horse named for a longtime friend of ours, a Hall of Famer, retired Daily Racing Form national correspondent, Jay Privman. Privman won yesterday's sixth race at even money by a half a length. What a job by Juan Hernandez. This horse was lugging in badly, splitting horses, turning for home. Juan had to stop riding, straighten him up, got back down, and they got the money. That was Baffert's third win on the day and the third for Juan Hernandez as well. That was quite a moment.
And he looked hopelessly beat, Mike, to be honest with you. Yep. I think he's just green as a cucumber. I mean, once he learns what's going on, it's
agreed.
All uphill from here.
Agreed.
Good to them, and congratulations. You know, Jay is so nervous. I see him on the interviews, and I get it. Believe me, I've been there. I've done that. So it's just, you know, he's living a great experience, and good for him. It couldn't happen to a better person.
Exactly, and he lives nearby. That makes it even sweeter. John Hardoon, we'll get you back toward the end of the show and bring you out to Del Mar. The water's just fine. Thanks so much.
Thanks, Mike. Stay safe and be well.
You bet. As advertised now, we get up to Seattle or thereabouts. Emerald Downs, in fact, where next week they're going to have the Long Acres Mile and five other stakes. Joining me now, a longtime friend, and he actually preceded me in the publicity department at Santa Anita. We worked together many years ago at Hollywood Park. Emerald Downs, Director of Media Relations, Vince Bruhn. Hey, Vince, good morning.
Good morning, Mike. Nice to talk.
Hey, great to talk to you. I mentioned Mark Glatt, leading trainer here at Del Mar, or at least he was coming into the weekend. You know, he's going into the Washington Hall of Fame. I know his dad, Ron, very well. And Ron started out in Spokane. That's where he grew up. And, you know, Mark was at his side from the time I know he was a little kid. But I found something out, and I'm sure you're aware of it. Mark Glatt's very first win at Del Mar came 25 years ago, July 28, 2000, with a Washington-bred filly, a three-year-old filly by the name of Salish Slew, and she was ridden by another Hall of Famer of note, to put it mildly, one Eddie Delahousse. She was 24-to-1, and Mark and Eddie D got the money that day. Kind of a nice touch, you know, and looking back over the years, what he's been able to accomplish, Vince, and I know you've got a great deal of respect for Mark Glatt.
I sure do, Joe, Mike, and I'm producing a video on Mark, and I do mention that win because Mark thought it was very instrumental and helped kind of put him on the map.
Yep.
And I believe that horse was owned, had Washington owners, and Mark still maintains a lot of Washington owners through the years. And Joe Withey's handling the accommodations, but I understand about 25 family and friends. Of course, Mark grew up just a stone's throw from Emerald Downs up on Lee Hill, which I'm looking at right now, and they're going to attend, and the ceremony actually is next Saturday, the day before the mile.
Okay. Looking forward to that, and I know you've talked to a lot of people. One of them, trainer Tim McKenna, who's become very familiar to Southern California racing fans, based for many years in the Northwest and up at Golden Gate Fields. And he had some interesting things to say about Mark Gladden, watching him grow up on the racetrack, essentially.
Yes, he did. And, of course, Tim has won a ton of races himself. And he said from day one, Mark was just a sponge. He would observe his father. He would observe the other horsemen. And he really learned the game from the ground up. And his dad, you mentioned, Ron, he was a great claiming trainer at the old Longacres, operating one of the biggest claiming outfits in the state. And a lot of times, you know, Mike, those guys know their horsemanship.
Oh, my gosh.
7- and 8-year-old geldings that are still plugging along and winning races. And
don't forget Playfair over there in Spokane, Vince.
You bet. Yeah, and Ron was a two-time leading trainer over at Playfair before coming to Seattle. And then, you know, talking to other people like John White has observed Mark in Southern California for 25 years, and he says, and you look at Mark, there's no chinks in the armor. He's good with young horses. He's good with old horses. He's good with turf horses. He's good with routers. He's good with sprinters. And he's really good with clients and being up front with them. And most of all, of course, he produces.
Yes, he sure does. And he also had the misfortune of really one of the toughest defeats in the history of the Breeders' Cup Sprint. Dr. Shivel, a couple of years ago, Wayne Catalano had a horse out here, Aloha something, I think the name of the horse was, and just nailed him on the wire. It just couldn't have got any tougher than that. But, you know, you got to marshal on. I'm so glad to hear that that Mark's going in, and it should be a great weekend up there. You mentioned Tim McKenna. We had big news come out a couple of days ago regarding Harris Farms. And Vince, Mr. Harris died, I think, on July 3rd. John Harris, a pillar of California racing for so many decades, a very influential guy on several levels, politically, as an owner, breeder, involved as a regulator with the CHRB, was on the commission for quite a while, and a very instrumental guy, a key guy at the California Thoroughbred Breeders Association. It had been hoped that maybe for a period of 10 years, Harris Farms would continue on as they have, but word came out that no, that they're no longer going to be breeding horses there. The property where the horses have been, is it's going to be transitioned, I believe, into row crops, and the horses that are remaining will go to a 65-acre parcel up near Sanger where there's a lot more water and so on. But there's going to be 90 horses going through a digital sale, Vince. So it's and all the stallions being relocated, including Tamarando, who's going to Legacy Ranch. But, you know, it was explained to me by Ken Gernick with the CTBA. He said, you know, looking at it this way, a lot of the horses that John bred, they were pointing for Northern California, for the fairs, for Golden Gate Fields. And like Ken told me, with Golden Gate going away, all the fairs going away, there was a good likelihood there was going to be some downsizing anyway, even if John was still alive. But it's still a jolt. That said, I know you guys, in an immediate sense, you've really benefited from a significant influx of Northern California-based horses up there in Seattle at Emerald Downs, Vince.
No question, including Harris Farms. They have won 5 races at our meet. You mentioned Sanger. He's actually a horse named Sanger, owned by Harris Farms, has been running here this meet. Mm-hmm. Mike, listen to these numbers. We've had 38 racing days, 310 races. 125 of those have been won by California breds this year. That's over 40% of our races. That's 3.5 races a day.
Wow.
That's more than Washington breds, more than Kentucky breds. So to say that we've had an influx and that they've been key to our, you know, increased attendance and handle would be a giant understatement. So losing outfits like Harris Farms is a gut punch that's felt throughout the West Coast, not just in California.
No doubt about it, Vince. Now, I know you guys were very aggressive in recruiting Northern California horsemen to come to Emerald for the summer. Now, the challenge is going to be to get them back next year, Vince.
Yeah, that's right. In fact, Joe Withey and myself went down to Northern California this winter. And we did it with the permission of the people down there. We didn't want to invade, but no, they said these horsemen need to have some good news and know that there's options out there. But just talking every day with some of these guys and gals, Mike, September 7th is our closing day, and some of them are going to scatter. They really don't know what they're going to do. We've increased. Yeah. We have more RV hookups here for a lot of those people, so they've been able to, you know, cut down their costs that way. But things are really up in the air, and that's why things like the news out of Turf Paradise this week, their potential leasing of the racetrack, these people are really tuned into that stuff because their futures are in jeopardy.
Well, I mean, traditionally, people from Seattle, from BC, they've wintered in Phoenix, Arizona. And, you know, things have been shaky there for quite a long time. But, yeah, I think Ray Pollack broke the news. There are negotiations going that are underway between Rockingham Ranch owner. People might be familiar with him. He runs a lot of horses here in Southern California, Gary Hartunian. And he has named Tom Lute, a guy that I worked under at Santa Anita, a guy that knows the business inside out. They are in negotiations with Mr. Sims, as well as apparently with the Arizona Racing Commission, with the possibility in the short term of leasing the operation at Turf Paradise, and then long term, maybe developing another property in the event that Mr. Sims will at long last sell the property there in North Phoenix. So a lot of things up in the air and a lot at stake, Vince.
Yeah, and it's critical for Phoenix or Turf Paradise to operate and be successful. You mentioned it, Mike. A lot of our horsemen, it turns out to be a nice circuit. You get Seattle in the summer and Phoenix in the winter, and the racing is comparable. So if you've got a string at Emerald, they fit at Turf Paradise generally, and vice versa. So they can make a go of it. And Phoenix, as you mentioned, has been up in the air for the last several years. So anything that could lend stability down there would be giant for our industry.
Hey Vince, last thing. You guys have been very prominent on FanDuel, meaning Emerald Downs. I throw out a few names that the Southern California racing fans are going to recognize that they might think about betting on this weekend and next up there.
Yeah, well, one obvious one, of course, you guys all know, he rode Golden Sense in the Sandia Derby, Kevin Krieger. He's our leading rider this year with 58 wins, and he's really a pretty polished rider. Silvio Amador, Julian Couton, Frank Alvarado, who you know really well, Mike, he doubled yesterday.
Good.
And is up to 12 wins at the meet, and Adrian Castellanos, Francisco Munroy. And then on the training result, training end, you got Isidro Tamayo, Ruby Thomas, Victor Trujillo, Simon Hobson, Jamie Thomas, Jackie Navarri. Everyone knows Blaine Wright and Tim McKenna. Mm-hmm. So, again, the presence of California is very, very strong in our top tens.
Del Mar having a good summer. It's been a safe summer, Vince. Field size, I think coming into yesterday, was at about 8.75 horses per race. What is your field size looking like year to year? Do you have an idea?
Yeah, we're up about right around a one horse per race this year, which is huge. I think we're at about 7.3, and our handle has followed suit. We're up about 30% in handle, which is a giant number. And the horse inventory this year was up. We didn't quite hit 1,000, but we got pretty close. So it was up about 250 horses, I want to say. So we've done very well. But again, you know, these are short-term gains, and we got to look to the future. And some of these people, like I said, September 7th comes, and they're going to put some hard decisions on the line. And then hopefully when we open up again for training in March, a lot of them will return.
Sure hope so. Vince Bruin, and man, it's always it's fun catching up. Are you coming down for the Breeders' Cup?
I'll try to make it, yeah. I got a couple friends who go down every year when it's in California, so it would be fun to just, you know, Mike, sometimes it's hard to actually enjoy the racing while we're working. So
that's right.
It'd be fun to have a busman's holiday for sure.
I mean, people say, hey, do you bet? Well, when you're just buried, like big weekends, multiple stakes, you don't have time to do it, you know, and to pay attention as you should.
Some of us veterans figure out ways to get down, but yes, it can be. Sometimes we miss the occasional winner when we get buried in other stuff.
That's right. Hey, Vince Bruin, always a pleasure, and really looking forward to Long Acres Mile Day a week from today. And again, great news with Mark Glack going into the Washington Racing Hall of Fame, joining the likes of John White, Joe Bays, and so many other Northwestern legends next Saturday up there at Emerald. Thanks so much.
Thanks, Mike. Enjoyed it.
All right. Likewise, folks are going to step aside. Coming back strong with a rejuvenated John Lindo. And Orlando Gutierrez is going to be weighing in from Los Alamitos Racecourse. Don't forget, Phil D'Amato, top trainer Phil D'Amato, joins us top of the next hour. A whole lot of shows straight ahead right here on the Home of the Angels, AM 830.
Radio.
AM 830.
Here at David Wilson's Villa Ford of Orange, we are here to help. We're open for sales and service, and with hundreds of vehicles to choose from, we are ready to assist you. And remember, you can get into that brand new Ford that you've always wanted without leaving the comfort of your home. Visit us at VillaFord.com to buy or lease your next car with great upfront pricing and a 100% online experience. Great financing and big retail enhancements on Ford Fusion and all popular Ford SUVs are available now. Check our website for tremendous pricing and financing on all Ford products, including America's best-selling vehicle, the F-150 pickup truck. David Wilson's Villa Ford of Orange. Call or click today at 714-509-5615 or visit us at Villa Ford of Orange.
From conception to the starting line, Legacy Ranch does it all. Located in the small town of Clements, Legacy Ranch sits on 145 beautifully manicured acres with lush paddocks for your mares and babies. The large pastures are irrigated year-round, and private paddocks are available too. Ranch manager Terry Knight is well-known throughout California as a top horseman and oversees the breaking and training of your young stock. The 5/8 mile training track is maintained to the highest standards under supervision of well-known track man Richard Tedesco and includes a starting gate and chute for gate workouts. Take a video tour of Legacy Ranch by going to LegacyRanchInc.com. Or better yet, farm owners Pete and Evelyn Perella invite you to schedule an in-person visit where you can meet Legacy Ranch Stallions Clubhouse Ride and the newest addition, Forbidden Kingdom. Contact Legacy Ranch at 510-928-4980 and start your journey to the winner's circle today.
Breed to pure California speed as Legacy Ranch welcomes Forbidden Kingdom.
It's Forbidden Kingdom, dominant in the San Vicente.
This blazing fast son of American Pharaoh went wire to wire in every one of his victories.
What a performance from Forbidden Kingdom in the San Felipe.
Posting three Grade 2 wins on dirt and turf.
Forbidden Kingdom, resolute, turns away a big bit.
Breed to the speed of California speed. Forbidden Kingdom, now standing at Legacy Ranch.
From Santa Anita to Del Mar to key race meets around the country, Bruce Finkelstein's Bet on Bruce has you covered. Full card selections and featured races throughout the country available every racing day at betonbruce.com. Get advice on multi-wager ticket structures and improve your return on investment with Bruce Finkelstein's betonbruce.com. Bet on experience. betonbruce.com. Attention Inland Empire Racing fans. Watching and wagering on the races just got easier. The Derby Room located at Fairplex Park is open and ready to serve you. Watch and wager in the newly renovated Derby Room on races across the country starting at 9 a.m. each Wednesday through Sunday. Televisions throughout the Derby Room will keep you up to date on all sporting events. Add in great food and a great atmosphere and you'll have the ultimate horse player experience. For upcoming promotions, go to thederbyroom.com. Thederbyroom.com. See you at the Derby Room, 2201 North White Avenue in Pomona.
From Hawaii's Big Island, nature has given us Uncle Chemo's Kona Coffee, derived from a naturally occurring coffee bean that is only found in this precise altitude and climatic setting. Uncle Chemo's Kona Coffee ensures a perfect start to your day or any cherished moment from sunup to sundown. Every treasured coffee bean is the result of nearly 4 years of nurturing on the 57-acre family farm in the mountains above Halu'aloha, Hawaii. And unlike many other coffee beans from the Big Island, Uncle Chemo's is estate grade and hand roasted. This means all beans are grown, picked, roasted, and packaged on the farm to ensure the beans are the most balanced and as rich in flavor as possible. Uncle Chemo's Kona Coffee is now available on the mainland. To place an order, please visit UncleChemo'sKonaCoffee.com and look for our logo on the track and in the winner's circle, along with leading writer Juan Hernandez. Fans, visit our website and you can see for yourself that Uncle Chemo's emanates from a true island paradise. Uncle Chemo's Mimo's Kona Coffee, you can taste the aloha.
Hello, I'm Alan Mosna, Toyota of Orange. For over 48 years, we've said you won't get a lemon at Toyota of Orange. That means you're driving a reliable Toyota. It also means you're getting a best deal on every new Toyota in stock. We're talking RAV4, Camry, Tacoma, Corolla, you name it. How have we stayed number one all these years? By turning lemons into oranges. Toyota of Oranges.
Well, you won't get a lemon from Toyota of Orange.
Hi everybody, this is Juan Hernandez. If you want to break out of the gate fast like I do every morning, do what I do. Have a cup of Uncle Kimo's Kona Coffee. Uncle Kimo's, you'll be glad you did.
Hey fans, let me tell you about a new enterprise that recently joined the thoroughbred horse racing world. It's called Data Eel, and its purpose is to bring new audiences and players into the exciting sport of horse racing. Data Eel's sophisticated algorithms weave through a literal ocean of data, taking the complexities of the sport, leaving you with a simplistic approach to evaluate each horse in every race. With Data Eel, anyone can get the thrill of picking horses that finish in the money. The Data Eel is available for most thoroughbred racetracks in the U.S. and Canada. Go to dataeel.com. That's dataeel.com or go to horseracingsimple.com. Welcome back. Hour one, Thoroughbred Online. Let's get down to Carlsbad and say hello to John Lindo, who you can catch on air here with Thoroughbred Los Angeles every Saturday morning from 9 to 10, live and direct from the press box at the Del Mar Thoroughbred Club. John, good morning.
Good morning, Michael. How you doing?
I referred to you as a rejuvenated John Lindo earlier in the show, and I think that's because you're able to run out of your own stall today. Yesterday, you had to leave, I think, about 3 o'clock in the morning from Moore Park, stop at the house, and then get down to the racetrack. So it was a long day, but really enjoyed the show yesterday, and especially Bruce Finkelstein coming with a $10 winner yesterday as well. So, listen, first things first. Pete and Evelyn Perella, great supporters of the California bred situation, thoroughbreds, quarter horses of our radio shows, and they have got the cowbred of the week, Sammy Davis, winner of the $100,000 graduation stakes on Friday at Del Mar under Hector Berrios. You got a $5.80 win mutual. Yeah, they were helped certainly by Hero or Zero, the odds on favor of breaking poorly. But I was so happy to see Pete get the money. He was interviewed on FanDuel after the race. He had Terry Knight, his farm manager, with him. Just a great story. Sammy Davis, a son of Sir Prancelot.
Right. He's a gelding by Sir Prancelot out of the More Than Ready Mare, Ready for Romance. And he's now 2-for-2 at Del Mar. He's undefeated in his career. He picked up $57,000 for the stakes win yesterday. And he got the Calvert Owners Premium when he broke his maiden earlier in the meet. Been a really profitable meet for Sammy Davis. He's quick and he's fun to watch. He just, you know, if they make a mistake, he'll put them all to sleep, and that's exactly what he did.
Yep, and it'd be interesting to see where they go next. Obviously, the Del Mar Futurity looms large. That's much deeper water there. So anyway, congratulations to everybody up there at Legacy Ranch. And we noted, a few minutes ago that with Harris Farms really ceasing to stand any stallions beginning with 2026, there's going to be some studs being shifted around to some other farms in the state, and I'm sure some out of state. But Legacy is getting a really solid stallion owned by Mr. and Mrs. Larry D. Williams by the name of Tamarando, John. He'll be joining, perennial stalwart Clubhouse Ride along with Forbidden Kingdom, who's off to a great start. His foals haven't got to the races yet, but impeccably bred. A multiple graded stakes winner on turf and dirt. So a lot to look forward to at Legacy. Encourage people, give Terry Knight up there a call at 510-928-4980 or go to their website. It's a great farm for the California breeder and owner, John.
Well, like Clubhouse Ride, Tamarando will get you a turf horse. He'll get you a dirt horse.
Yeah.
Obviously, in California, they handle synthetic just fine. So he's going to get you something that's going to handle anything. Clubhouse Ride already established a big book of mares first year for the new stallion up there. So you know, it's looking good. They're doing a great job up at Legacy. They're going to have a lot of foals on the ground next year. And with Terry Knight to steer the way, I'm going to think some of them are going to come out running.
Hey, John, let's shift gears now, get back to yesterday. I played the stretch run of Heredia coming home under Juan Hernandez in the Grade 2 Yellow Ribbon yesterday for Graham Motion. That was Juan's sixth win of the day. But earlier in the card, Bob Baffert and Juan Hernandez got together with Desert Gate. Prohibitive odds on favorite paid $2.40 to win. This horse won off by 8 3/4 lengths and has the look of a superstar. And I think I heard that was Bob Baffert's 112th Del Mar Stakes win. Was that correct, John?
I think that's right. And, you know,
it's amazing.
He's one of the best, you know, he's won the best talent, I think, 12 times. I mean, you know, you look at, there's a lot of Bob Baffert name in these record books. And I tell you what, Desert Gate never got out of first gear. He was just sitting on the outside, pressing the pace, took over when he was ready. And Juan Hernandez was looking for competition. He couldn't find any, so he just sat on him the rest of the lane. And I don't think that win is going to take a whole lot out of him. There was plenty left in the tank at the wire.
Yeah, and that was yesterday's Best Pal Stakes, $150,000. And it's interesting, you know, in the post-race, Baffert said his good filly Bottle of Rouge, who was a scintillating maiden allowance winner a couple of races earlier in the second race, she only won by 6 3/4 lengths with Juan Hernandez. But he said she had gotten outworked by Desert Gate. He was a little disappointed in her, but that's no insult to be outworked by the likes of Desert Gate and Bottle of Rouge. Boy, she looks like she might be headed to the Del Mar debutante.
Yeah, and Bottle of Rouge is Vibrino Rouge, so I would think the further the better for her. And if he was a little disappointed when he watched her run, he had to like the chances of Desert Gate coming back. Oh, okay, it might just seem this horse is that good, and he might be, Mike.
Yeah, he might be indeed. I mean, just absolutely super win. And watching Desert Rouge again this morning, she just won with her ears up. So, I mean, surprise, surprise, Baffert, he just rolls on, you know, and longtime owners Mike Pegram, Watson, and Whiteman, they own the winner of yesterday's Best Pal. And so it's just something. They just keep getting it done. That's all you can say.
Well, they won the Del Mar Fraternity last year with Game Winner. They've got a chance to repeat this year with Desert Gate if everything goes well. So we'll see if he shows up there next.
I understand you went to dinner last night. How happy is Jay Privman?
We had a great time. We went to the Pamplemousse last night, and you know, we thought, well, you know, this dinner could be tough if the horse proven runs up the track, and you know, if we had a tough handicapping day. But you know, everything went pretty well yesterday, so the boys were pretty happy. The wives were happy. We had a good time last night, and you know, Bill Strauss and everybody was so nice to us at the Pamplemousse. So we had a great time, Mike. You should have come on down and said hi.
Well, that's kind of a tough turnaround, John. You know,
I know. I've been on a lot of freeways this week.
Yeah, and I've kind of lost most of my edges down there. I had places to stay, but for various reasons, things have changed, and that's what the passage of time does. Hey, listen, let's talk about the South Point Hotel Casino and Spa. Great supporters of the show, and you know, it's no new news. Vegas. Experiencing some businesses down, apparently, year to year. But the South Point bucking the trend. I exchanged text messages yesterday with Steve Johnson, heads up the race book there. He said, let everybody know, not going to be hardly any rooms available this week. They got a huge cowboy thing there. It's called Run for a Million with reining, cutting, cow horse events, and so on. But he says, we've got the lines, odds on all preseason NFL games, and also week one of both the NFL regular season and college football. They've got some NFL prop bets up. All sports you can get down at the South Point. They can also pick up the Lindo Report.
Absolutely. We'll have that every day in there at the South Point. And hats off to Steve Johnson. He came out to the Del Mar on Sunday. We got him down in the winner's circle, and I want to tip of the cap to Diego Herrera, who won, I think, the fifth race last Sunday. We took a picture with Diego, and he was nice enough to give a set of goggles to Steve Johnson's grandson, who is now a major fan for the rest of his life. I think that's pretty cool that they take the time to do those things, and a good experience for the young ones, and they'll be back.
That is really cool. By the way, John, I wasn't there yesterday, but the on-track crowd, it looked good. The apron was full. Looked like they had a big event down there, you know, at the top of the stretch. Good to see.
Yeah, they had the tacos and tequila promotion out there, so there was some food and drink and some music down there. And, you know, it's lively. You feel the vibe when you're out there, and it's
right.
Fun, Mike. It's just fun.
Yeah, no doubt about it. Well, listen, let's talk Cowbreds real quick, like, if we can. We mentioned Sammy Davis, the Cowbred of the Week this week. Encourage people, go to their website, ctba.com, get all the updates, and they'll have updates on where some of these Harris Farms Bay Stallions are going to be relocated to. But there's a great deal of incentive money up for grabs if you've got a registered California bred foal, John.
Right, and remember, too, you had talked about some of the reduction of the Harris Farms brood mares and some of the other horses. That takes place on a digital sale through Fasig Tipton. It starts this Thursday, August the 14th through the 19th. So if you want to get a cowbred mare in full, and they've done a lot of the work for you already, you can get one going. And some of those mares are selling with the babies for this year right by their side. So check out the catalog and see if there's something interesting for you and find a cowbred.
And, John, the catalog is online at ctba.com.
Yes, it is. It's there, and it's at FasigTipton.com as well.
Right. Okay, all good to know. John, let's go ahead and see if we can make the folks some money this morning.
Let's go to race four at Del Mar, Mike. In the fourth race, number four, Rearmed John, went wire-to-wire his debut. He looked like a 3-5 shot. He went off at 34-1. I don't think the race was a fluke. He's come back to work well. He's drawn outside his main pace rival, the one-horse Jaguar John, and I think a good outside pressing trip for Rearmed John. If he runs that same race, he'll win again. 4-1 on the program. Number four, Rearmed John, race four, Del Mar.
John, thanks so much. Always a lot of fun. We'll talk soon.
You got it, Mike. Good luck today.
All right. We'll head down Cotella. We do the show here from the Big A in Anaheim. Head down Cotella to Los Alamitos Racecourse. Say hello to Orlando Gutierrez. Orlando, good morning. You got eight of them tonight. You get underway at 6:35. The big news, a healthy pick six carryover tonight, $19,843. How big is that pool going to get, do you think?
Good morning, Mike. Yeah, it should be over $100,000. I look back, and the last time we had a carryover of about this size was on July the 12th. The following night, players bet $98,000 of new money. This is a little bit bigger carryover going into tonight's program. So we'll have a really good pool, over $100,000 tonight expected. And it all gets underway at 6:35 p.m. That's our first post. Race number three will be the first race of the pick six sequence. That goes off at 7:31 p.m. Some good quarter horse races to end the card. So all in all, we're going to have a really fun racing night here at Los Alamitos. And again, first post, 6:35 p.m.
And Orlando, you were telling me you've got a 1,000-yard specialist, an 8-year-old gelding early on the card tonight. I'm going to look for that on FanDuel.
Yeah, race number two, and a tremendous runner, project leader. He has been a staple here at 1,000-yard distance. He ran his first 1,000-yard race, Mike, in April of 2020. That's the first year that we started running these 1,000-yard races. He's won at least one of these races every single year since then. He had a tremendous year last year. He is going for his 19th victory at 1,000 yards. Talk about a specialist at this distance. He's just been tremendous. He was our 1,000-yard horse of the year last year. He's coming off of a big year. And what's interesting about him, last year, they added blinkers, and after they did that, he went on a long winning streak. Then he kind of had some poor efforts, so now they took off the blinkers, and since they've done that, he's won back-to-back races.
Yeah.
So it's a horse that can do it just in about every style as far as equipment-wise, but he does like to go on the lead. And that when he does that, he's really, really tough to beat. He's going to have a couple of runners chasing him tonight. Proud veteran is like really game horse. Dunn is a former track record holder, and Craig Galassi brings this horse, Where's the Loot, that has won twice here at Los Alamitos and looked impressive. He'll be the one, the late threat from outside post number six. So it's going to be a real good race here with Project Leader again, looking for to extend his track record of wins at 1,000 yards. He's already won 18 of them, Mike.
And I can't help it, Orlando. I have to point something out that is so darn confusing. to people that play the races. You're talking about project leader, an 8-year-old gelding who's got a magnificent record at Los Alamitos, going 1,000 yards. He's won 18 races at 1,000 yards. Yet, when you look at the daily racing form, his races at Los Alamitos, it shows 2 starts, 0 wins, 2 seconds. And that's because those are only the official thoroughbred races that we run at your short boutique meets. But it's just not right. We ought to be able to see what this horse has done at the distance he's running at tonight.
Yeah, if you go to equirace.com, you have to click on the mixed breed races. That's where these show up, because remember, these horses are quarter horses are eligible for these races.
I understand. Well,
so that's kind of where the confusion is. I understand it, but yeah, if you go to equibase.com, all his record there, all his performances at 1,000 yards are available, Mike.
Okay, let's go ahead and get to it. 8 races tonight. Where do you want to go for a best bet, Orlando?
I'm going to go to race number 4. Golden and Blue is going to be really tough to beat, but I'm going to give it a shot here with number 4, Raquel. Jockey Damian Cruz and Angela Aquino, the trainer, have formed a really nice pairing here. They won several times with this horse. Raquel last out, which was really, really tough goal, wasn't able to get there late, ended up kind of feeling a little bit flat towards the end. But before that, 2 nice victories at this racing level, 1,000 yards. So this one's a 4.5 furlongs. So a little bit shorter distance. If he can just get off to a nice start, he's going to have enough speed to get to the wire. Damian Cruz and Angela Aquino, they hooked up with a nice winner yesterday. Angela Aquino actually had 2 exactas where her horses finished first and second last night. So she's coming in hot as always. Angela Aquino will saddle number 4, Raquel, in the odds for this horse. 4-1 here in race number 4. We'll give it a shot here with Raquel.
Okay, post time for that, 7:59 Pacific. You guys get underway in 8 race card at 6:35 tonight. All the best, Orlando. Thank you so much.
Appreciate it, Mike.
All right, we'll step aside one final time this hour, heading back to Saratoga. Matthew DeSantis, on behalf of NairaBets.com, going to be with us. And again, top trainer Phil D'Amato joins us top of the next hour. A whole lot of shows straight ahead. Don't go away.
Angels Radio.
AM 830.
Hello, I'm Alan Mazna, Toyota of Orange. For over 48 years, we've said you won't get a lemon at Toyota of Orange. That means you're driving a reliable Toyota. It also means you're getting the best deal on every new Toyota in stock. We're talking RAV4, Camry, Tacoma, Corolla, you name it. How have we stayed number one all these years? By turning lemons into oranges. Toyota of Oranges.
Well, you won't get a lemon.
Hey everybody, if you love pizza, and who doesn't, I've got the place for you. It's Doug and Daniel O'Neill's Little Caesars Pizza in Laverne at the southwest corner of Foothill Boulevard and D Street next to Stater Brothers. They've got freshly baked, delicious pizza at the best prices you'll find anywhere. Speaking of pricing, check out their hot and ready menu, which includes hot and ready Caesar wings, whole pizza, by the slice, crazy bread, Italian cheese bread, save a taco, eat a pizza at Doug and Daniel O'Neill's Little Caesars Pizza in Laverne.
Folks, life is about family, friends, and the unforgettable experiences we enjoy together. If you are considering the Hawaiian Islands for that special vacation, a wedding, or perhaps a corporate outing, visit HalualohaGardenAndKitchen.com and you can see for yourself what this tremendous new venue located on the island of Hawaii has to offer. When you settle in at the Halualoha Garden and Kitchen, the breathtaking view of the Kona Coast adds a touch of enchantment far, far removed from the everyday stresses and strains of life on the mainland. Nestled on the slopes of the majestic Halu'aloha volcano, this venue offers guests a remarkable combination of Polynesian dining along with striking natural beauty and world-renowned island charm. With a top-notch chef and a fresh farm-to-kitchen approach, you'll experience island dining that is truly out of this world. Visit our website, HalualohaGardenAndKitchen.com, or call 307-461-1450 for complete details and get ready ready for the experience of a lifetime at Halu Aloha Garden and Kitchen.
Exciting nighttime action continues at Los Alamitos with another great weekend of racing at the track of Sunsets and Stars and the best of quarter horse racing on Saturday and Sunday nights. Make your plans to join us tonight to watch the fastest horses in the world, quarter horses. And don't miss racing's best bets, our early and late pick fours. And remember, we'll also add $10,000 to the pick six on Sunday night if there's not a carryover. You'll have a great time at Los Alamitos. We're also open daily for the best of the simulcast action from Del Mar and around the country. Enjoy all of the daytime simulcast fun in style in our beautiful Vessels Club with outdoor patio seating and great views of the entire track. For Vessels Club reservations, call 714-820-2681 or join us at Burgart Sports Bar featuring more than 60 TVs showing the best of racing and more. We're all about the horse players. It's the track of Sunsets and Stars, Los Alamitos Racecourse.
Hi, Bill Coyne of South Bay Toyota. Whether you shop online at southbaytoyota.com or in person, we'll make it easy for you to save time and money. South Bay Toyota is located just off the 405 freeway at Western Avenue where Torrance and Gardena meet. South Bay Toyota.
From Hawaii's Big Island, nature has given us Uncle Chemo's Kona Coffee, derived from a naturally occurring coffee bean that is only found in this precise altitude and climatic setting. Uncle Chemo's Kona Coffee ensures a perfect start to your day or any cherished moment from sunup to sundown. Every treasured coffee bean is the result of nearly 4 years of nurturing on the 57-acre family farm in the mountains above Halu'aloha, Hawaii. And unlike many other coffee beans from the Big Island, Uncle Chemo's is estate grade and hand roasted. This means all beans are grown, picked, roasted, and packaged on the farm to ensure the beans are the most balanced and as rich in flavor as possible. Uncle Chemo's Kona Coffee is now available on the mainland. To place an order, please visit UncleChemo'sKonaCoffee.com and look for our logo on the track and in the winner's circle, along with leading writer Juan Hernandez. Fans, visit our website and you can see for yourself that Uncle Chemo's emanates from a true island paradise. Uncle Chemo's Kona Coffee, you can taste the aloha.
This segment is brought to you by the Bit Tavern in South Arcadia, just off the corner of 10th and Live Oak. Beer me at the Bit.
And welcome back. Final segment. Hour one, Thoroughbred Los Angeles. Quick word about David Wilson's Toyota of Orange. A good friend of mine got in there just a couple of days ago. His name is Ray Pollock. He joins us in the second hour, and he dealt with my good friend Robert Householder. Give him a call at Toyota of Orange, 714-639-6750. All makes and models available in abundance, or go to toyotaoforange.com where they've got over 4,000 reviews. Matthew DeSantis from Naira Betts weighs in. Hey, Matt, good morning. How are you?
Doing well. Beautiful weather up here in Saratoga, fast and firm, and it feels like I've been on a repeat saying that for the last couple of weeks, so it's good weather.
Yeah, that's good news indeed. 10 races in all, and where do you want to go for radio here this morning?
Yeah, let's go to race number 8, post time 5:17 p.m. Eastern, 2:17 Pacific. It's a New York bred optional claimer, 45,000 going a mile and an eighth on the turf, and I really like a horse trying the turf for the first time. That's Danny Gargan's number 6, Russian Realm. 6-1 on the morning line. Second back from a layoff. The horse has tried the turf once before in the Rick Violette Stakes last year. Actually ran pretty well. That was over a yielding turf course. Danny's really been working this one out. Feels very intentional to move this one back to the turf in this spot. A nice horse who comes from off the pace, I think, really is a nice setup here in terms of the way the pace is going to play out in this horse's natural running style. Getting a big jockey upgrade and picks up Joel Rosario today. Like I said, horse has been working great. Danny's had a couple of nice winners this meet. So I think Russian Realm at 6-1 in this race feels very wide open. I think is great potential value. A horse trying to do something a little bit different than what he normally does.
Eighth race, number 6, Russian Realm. Tell us how we can get signed up for NairaBets.com.
Absolutely. Go to NairaBets.com or download the NairaBets app. Use the promo code TOGA200. Or spot 200, I should say, get up to a $200 deposit match bonus. And we have promotions every single day, including today, a $10,000 hit and split on the late pick 5 in Saratoga and 30% bonus on all pick 3s at Monmouth Park.
Have a great day back there, Matt. Really appreciate it. Good luck.
Thank you so much. Appreciate it.
Okay, we'll step aside for just a couple of minutes, folks. Coming back very strong. Top trainer Phil D'Amato. Been a while since we've had him on radio. We've got him. Top of the next hour. Going to be followed by Ray Pollock and Andy Harrington, the guy with the stopwatch from National Turf. That's all in the first half hour. This is Thoroughbred LA.
The preceding was a paid program. Opinions expressed are those of the program sponsors and not necessarily the views of AMA 30, its owners, or management.
Angels baseball is less than 2 hours away here on Angels Radio, AMA 30, KLAA.
Orange County, Los Angeles, and Inland Empire.
The following is a paid program. Opinions expressed are those of the program sponsors and not necessarily the views of AMA 30, its owners, or management.
Hi, everybody. This is Juan Hernandez. If you want to break out of the gate fast like I do every morning, do what I do. Have a cup of Uncle Skimo's Kona coffee. Uncle Skimo's, you'll be glad you did.
Exciting nighttime action continues at Los Alamitos with another great weekend of racing at the track of sunsets and stars and the best of quarter horse racing on Saturday and Sunday nights. Make your plans to join us tonight to watch the fastest horses in the world, quarter horses. And don't miss racing's best bets, our early and late pick fours. And remember, we'll also add 10,000 to the pick six on Sunday night if there's not a carryover. You'll have a great time at Los Alamitos. We're also open daily for the best of the simulcast action from Del Mar and around the country. Enjoy all of the daytime simulcast fun in style in our beautiful Vessels Club with outdoor patio seating and great views of the entire track. For Vessels Club reservations, call 714-820-2681 or join us at Burgart Sports Bar featuring more than 60 TVs showing the best of racing and more. We're all about the horse players. It's the track of sunsets and stars, Los Alamitos Racecourse.
Hey everybody, if you've got plumbing needs, commercial or residential, give my good friends at Western Rooter a call. Family owned and here to help, Western Rooter does it all and does it better 24/7. From clogged drains to complete copper repipes to water heaters, conventional and tankless, Western Rooter is here to help and will solve whatever issues you may have on time and under budget. Western Rooter, serving the Arcadia, Pasadena, and greater LA area for more than 3 decades. Call now at 626-448-6455, mention Thoroughbred LA Radio, and save 10% off your total invoice. Western Rooter, the best in the West. Folks, life is about family, friends, and the unforgettable experiences we enjoy together. If you are considering the Hawaiian Islands for that special vacation, a wedding, or perhaps a corporate outing, visit HalualohaGardenAndKitchen.com and you can see for yourself what this tremendous new venue located on the island of Hawaii has to offer. When you settle in at the Halualoha Garden and Kitchen, the breathtaking view of the Kona Coast adds a touch of enchantment far, far removed from the everyday stresses and strains of life on the mainland. Nestled on the slopes of the majestic Halualoha volcano, this venue offers guests a remarkable combination of Polynesian dining along with striking natural beauty and world-renowned island charm. With a top-notch chef and a fresh farm-to-kitchen approach, you'll experience island dining that is truly out of this world. Visit our website, HalualohaGardenAndKitchen.com, or call 307-461-1450 for complete details and get ready for the experience of a lifetime at Halualoha Garden and Kitchen. Nearly 50 years ago, Len Ragazin formulated the idea of speed ratings. Today, the Ragazin sheets are still America's premier speed rating product. Who uses Len Ragazin speed ratings? Trainers use the Ragazin sheets to place their horses. Breeders check the Ragazin sheets before making million-dollar decisions. And jockey agents consult the Ragazin sheets when choosing which horse to ride. But most importantly, the Ragazin sheets are used by players like you. The Ragazin sheets are available online at thesheets.com. Our website also offers free introductory material, including an online seminar. You can also receive free introductory material by calling us directly at 212-674-3123. That's the Ragazin sheets at 212-674-3123. Ragazin, the most respected name in racing.
Hey, everybody, if you love pizza, and who doesn't, I've got the place for you. It's Doug and Daniel O'Neill's Little Caesars Pizza in Laverne at the southwest corner of Foothill Boulevard and D Street next to Stater Brothers. They've got freshly baked, delicious pizza at the best prices you'll find anywhere. Speaking of pricing, check out their hot and ready menu, which includes hot and ready Caesar wings, whole pizza, by the slice, crazy bread, Italian cheese bread, save a taco, eat a pizza at Doug and Daniel O'Neill's Little Caesars Pizza in Laverne.
Mother, mother, there's too many of you crying. Brother, 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 there's far too many of you dying. You know we.
And once again, a very pleasant good morning, everybody. Great to have you with us. Hour two, Thoroughbred Los Angeles. We're going to be getting trainer Phil D'Amato on here in just a moment. Speaking of top trainers, the Doug O'Neill-trained Raging Torrent, winner of the Grade 1 Malibu Stakes the day after Christmas, rather, came back to win the Metropolitan Mile Handicap. And in front of that, the Godolphin Mile halfway around the world. Raging Torrent has been retired. We saw David and Gordo interviewed yesterday on Fox from New York, from Saratoga. Raging Torrent, a son of Into Mischief, going to be standing at Lane's Inn Farm. And, boy, that's going to be exciting. An incredible resume. Hats off to Team O'Neill, the job they did with Raging Torrent. And now he'll get to stand at stud at Lane's Inn there in Lexington. We've got him, Phil D'Amato from Del Mar, and we'll welcome aboard. Hey, Phil, good morning. Thanks for taking time for us.
Yeah, Mike, anytime.
Just give us a sample of how damn busy you are. You got way more owners at Del Mar. Everybody wants to come out, see their horses. You got a bunch of turf workers getting ready. Just give us an idea how busy you really are.
I'm really busy. It's Del Mar here is a whole nother animal. It's it's a little more demanding. You know, we kind of focus on running here too, so we have most of our runners ready to go.
Yeah,
but you know everyone wants to come down to Del Mar, enjoy the races, see their horses at the barn, watch their horses breeze, you know, and then we have to do all our other work in between all of that. So it's definitely a full schedule, but it's our job and it's what we enjoy.
It's called business, right? I mean, it's just. There's an awful lot going on. I want to talk to you about your horses in today, if you don't mind, Phil. And we're limited on time, I realize. You got five horses in three races. Let's go to the second race, an Irish bred by the name of Lyle the Crocodile. This horse hopped at the break. I thought, all things considered, a phenomenal effort to be third, beaten three quarters of a length, beaten a neck by his stablemate, the favorite in the opening day Oceanside on July 18th, Iron Man Cal. I got to believe, you got quite a bit of hair left, but you were maybe pulling some of it out when they left the gate in the opening day Oceanside, because both of your horses broke poorly. Lyle the Crocodile hopped. Iron Man Cal stumbled really bad. They both recovered to run well. I see Lyle the Crocodile has won work. It's on the grass since the Oceanside on August 3rd. But have you stood him in the gate to maybe address some of your concerns with how he comes out of there in the afternoon?
Oh, yeah. He's been to the gate, I think, at least three or four times. Popped him out, stood him, and all that. And he was good. So I'm hoping he does the same as how he's schooled, and he'll come out of the gate just fine. So I'm happy with them. Like you said, all things considered, given the break, I thought it was a great race. And if he could just break decent this time, I think definitely he merits a big shot in there.
You would sure think so. Lyle the Crocodile, along with the aforementioned Iron Man Cal, who's not in today, they're both Irish breds. What's next for Cal, Phil?
He's going to breeze today on the grass, and we're pointing for the Del Mar Derby. He's doing very well. Antonio Fresi will ride him again, and hopefully third time off the bench is a charm, but he's really come out of the race in good shape, and I'm happy with how he's training.
Okay, terrific. And Lyle the Crocodile, I believe, was also gelded. No, he You had another horse.
The other one in there, Mythical Real.
Right.
Yeah, you can't count him out. He was a horse I've always liked. I think he'll get better with distance, but I think gelding him has really helped him. He's keeping his mind on business. So Frescu broke his maiden. He's going to ride him today, and he'll have a little pace to run at. So I think, you know, definitely got to put him in the mix as well.
Yeah, I looked at his race this morning back on May 11th in the Cinnamon at Santa Anita. We're talking about Mythical Real, the other D'Amato, in race two today. The trouble line was, you know, he steadied late, but he was beaten at that point. It looked like he was just kind of content to run with the pack, and I know you're hoping that Oldman equipment change, it could pick his head up today.
Definitely, yeah. He was definitely intimidated there, and I think hopefully, like I said, gelding him and keep his mind on business. And he's a horse. I think he's just going to progressively get better.
Exactly. Well, listen, the last race today, it's a maiden 62.5. I really don't want to get into that too much because, again, it's business. But, Phil, Del Mar is a place you point for. You've had so much success here over the years. You came off a big spring meet at Santa Anita, started the winter out a little bit slow, but you were leading trainer this spring. At about the halfway mark here at Del Mar, I know you're hoping to finish up very strong.
Yeah, we still have a lot of new two-year-olds to debut. Kind of been a little bit later this year with them, but got a lot of nice Euros, a lot of nice Kentucky breds, Cal breds. So we should be running late, and I think throughout the rest of the year here, we should finish strong.
Okay, and we'll look for these two-year-olds on both turf and dirt, correct?
Yes.
Okay. Hey, Phil, thanks so much for your time, man. I really appreciate it. Hope to see you down there soon.
Thank you, Mike. Anytime.
Okay, Phil D'Amato with us from Del Mar, and now we say hello to Ray Pollock, who is the guy behind the Pollock Report, the biggest website news aggregator in racing. Ray, good morning. How are you?
I'm good, Mike. Good morning to you.
First things first, I understand you stopped by Toyota of Orange the other day.
Well, I've been dealing with Robert Householder remotely. We've talked and texted and emailed. And everything so far is great. I got to tell you, it's nice to work with a dealership that is responsive and very helpful.
They are. I've had multiple experiences myself. The main thing I wanted to get you on about this morning, well, a couple things. Obviously, the news out of Harris Farms, discouraging. We've taken a lot of hits in this game over the past 5-6 years, but boy, they seem to really be stacking up as of late. But that's a big breeding operation. But I mean, they've got about 90 head going into a digital sale here in just a few days. The stallions are going to be relocated. Your take on the situation, Ray Pollock?
Well, there's no positive spin on this at all. John Harris was just a pillar of the industry in California, especially, in terms of stallions, in terms of foals supporting racing in the North and South. And it was very interesting to hear Vince Broome say how many cowbred horses are winning up there at Emerald Downs. Like I said, there's no positive way to spin it. You need somebody to step up. You can't fill his shoes, but if several people step up, I think, You can maybe soften some of the blow of losing a business like that.
You broke a story, I think it was on Thursday, Ray, about a situation in flux, apparently at Turf Paradise. Jerry Sims, the longtime owner over there, I understand he actually lives in La Jolla, but he apparently is in negotiation with Gary Hartunian, who races out here as Rockingham Ranch, and he has enlisted Tom Lute, a guy who's worn a lot of hats. He was at Vinery in Kentucky. He's with the Breeders' Cup, Santa Anita, and so on. A guy that pays attention. He's owned horses, bred horses. He does like to go to the window. Those are all big pluses, in my opinion. Apparently, there was a conference call with the Arizona Racing Commission. What's going on over at Turf Paradise, Ray?
Well, I don't know if the ink is dry yet on an agreement. And when you're dealing with Jerry Sims, nothing is official until the ink has been dry, probably a couple of weeks. But Hartunian wants to lease the track, lease Turf Paradise, and operate it with Tom Blue, his general manager, for a minimum of 2 years and maybe as long as 5 years, while he goes out and finds property to build a new racetrack. The land on, you know, where Turf Paradise sits is worth a lot of money. You know, we've heard that refrain about other tracks, Santa Anita among them. And it's probably, I'm not saying it's too valuable to be a racetrack, but it's probably got more value for other uses. So if Gary Hartounian, who is in the real estate development business, I think he's got a lot of multifamily homes, apartment buildings, whatever that he's built in the Southern California area. He knows that business, mm-hmm. and Tom Lute knows racing. So if those two can combine forces, maybe something good will come out of it. But having said that, Turf Paradise doesn't have alternate gaming. It doesn't have the historical horse racing. They have an OTB network that's profitable, and they have a racetrack that maybe is marginally profitable. So why would you go out and spend $100 million to build a racetrack when it's not a great business proposition?
You know, and then you start to think, well, are there things maybe that are possible that we're not aware of? I've been told this for a number of years. The Indian gaming lobby over there has thwarted any effort by Turf Paradise to get historical horse racing machines or anything of that nature, any type casino revenue for purses. So it's a tough situation. That said, I think they've got inventory. You take a look at the Seattle situation, all these Northern California people, I think Turf Paradise is going to be where they're going to winter, don't you?
Yeah, it's become a circuit, the Emerald Downs Turf Paradise route. And they also get horses that come down from Assiniboia Downs and from Canterbury. And so it's not a problem of horse population, I don't think. You need people to bet on the product, and mm-hmm. maybe they can prove that. I think under Jerry Sims, it's really just kind of been run by inertia. The place is semi falling apart. There's been no money put into it. The kitchen is closed. There's a lot of things that have happened over the last 10 years that have been a negative on the operations of the racetrack. I'm sure Tom Lute and Gary Hartounian can do a much better job and re-energizing the place. And they do have a very strong support from the horsemen, and there's even a small Arizona breeding community that's important there too. So I'm not saying it's impossible, but to go out and build a racetrack, I can't think of who was the last person to build a racetrack that didn't build it for the purpose of having historical horse racing or a casino next to it. I really don't know. So if they're going to do that, I don't know that it makes sense. And like you said, the Indian lobby is very strong in Arizona. Larry Lucas tried to buy the track a year or two ago. He's the guy who revitalized Colonial Downs and then sold it to Churchill Downs using historical horse racing. He knows that market really well.
Yeah.
He couldn't get it done. So I'm not sure that a Southern California home builder is going to come in and get it done either, as far as getting help from legislators.
Well, and again, the ink hasn't dried because the ink isn't even on the paper. What is the next step in all of this? Is there another meeting scheduled with the Arizona Racing Commission?
I think it's the fact that Turf Paradise got a 3-year permit. They had been operating on temporary permits because there were so many things that HISA and the Arizona Racing Commission said needed to be fixed. The rail,
yep.
The rail on the dirt course, the rail on the turf course, the outer rails, I think, on both courses. They're maybe 90%, 95% of the way there on fixing stuff. They've demolished some barns. They brought a structural engineering firm in to look at the barns. So they've been given a 3-year permit conditionally, and that's conditioned on finishing these projects by October 1st. That's not a given that they're going to do it, knowing the track record there. So, you know, that's got to happen first. And then I guess once that happens, then they can sign the agreement and move forward. But it will take months for the commission. It's a peculiar commission for the commission to approve. Tom Lute is general manager. He has to go through an application process with a commission to go to work there, and then also to approve the the lease, the background checks they have to do and everything.
So it's it could be a ways off, but I'll color it encouraging, Ray. Just the fact somebody's interested in and maybe giving something a try over there. It's going to be a challenge, to put it mildly. Speaking of challenges, again, hats off to Del Mar. Ray, you and I have talked that they made the decision over a week ago now to limit this computer-assisted wagering in the wind pools. They cut it off at 2 minutes to post. As a result, they've stabilized things, in my opinion, at least from an optics point of view. We're not seeing these wild odd shifts. I'm sure there's a lot of movement in the exotic pools, exactas, trifectas, that sort of thing. But, Ray, I give them credit because you're talking about a significant financial hit. But I think so far, knock wood, it's been manageable. What are you hearing?
I think so, too. And it's really nice to bet a horse at 9-2 or 5-6-1 and actually have the horse go off at those odds or very close to it, not get hammered down to 9-5 or something. Mm-hmm. They do take a little bit of a hit, but I think it encourages other people to bet with more confidence. So, there's a lot of retail players out there that maybe can up their game a little bit. Del Mar's having a strong meet every day. On a Thursday, they've been getting 7,000-8,000 people. Yesterday, for some promotion, tacos and tequila, mm-hmm. the place had a real buzz to it. It was alive. So, whatever they're doing is working this year.
Right. Hey, Ray, what you're doing is working, too. The Pollock Report is something I go to first thing every morning, and I know a lot of other people do as well. I know it's a ton of work. You've had some staffing changes, and that's just life. But you guys roll on. Thanks so much for your time and all your support over the years, Ray.
Take care, Mike. Thanks so much.
You bet. Ray Pollock with us. And a quick word about Doug and Daniel O'Neill's Little Caesars Pizza in Laverne, folks. Right off the corner of D Street and Foothill. They're behind In-N-Out, right next to Stater Brothers. Get in there. Great service. They're always busy. And I mean, you don't have to wait long. Doug and Daniel O'Neill's Little Caesars Pizza in Laverne. As Doug likes to say, save a taco, eat a pizza. And if you're getting into Doug and Daniel O'Neill's Little Caesars Pizza, good chance you're coming from the Derby Room just down White Avenue off the 210 freeway. The Derby Room at Fairplex Park, where they've got a full contingent of live tellers headed up by my good friend Pat Markey. Get out there, bet with a clerk if you can, and they've got a ton of self-service machines as well. Free parking and admission year-round every racing day at the Derby Room. Food and beverage menu, tight, very competitive. Their audio-visual presentation, it's well-run. Get into the Derby Room, and you'll be out there hanging with people that like the same stuff you do. That's the Derby Room at Fairplex Park in Pomona. Chris, we're going to step aside just a little bit early, and we'll be coming back strong, folks. Bruce Finkelstein, on behalf of Bet On Bruce, going to be joining us. Then Bob Mazursky, Toby Calla, Jonathan Hardoon on the back end. We got to get out a little bit early today. Is there something on? Oh, we got Andy Harrington from National Turf. No wonder I was so early. I didn't see it. Andy, good morning. How are you? I almost forgot you, and I apologize.
No worries, no worries. I can zip in and zip out fast. I'm good at that.
No. I want to get your full throttle effort here. We just had Phil D'Amato on. We talked about Lyle the Crocodile, and this horse hopped at the break in the opening day Oceanside, and he said he stood him, walked him out of the gate a number of times. He's got one work showing at 5/8 on the grass on August 3rd. Did you happen to see that move?
This horse is a different horse on the grass. It at Santa Anita, it was largely on the Tapita, the training track, and it was kind of indifferent. I never thought too much of the horse, and then his grass races were terrific, and the grass drill the other day out of the race, fantastic. I mean, they got him to beat for sure.
Okay, interesting. And we've got 10 of them today, regular first post time at 12 noon. Where do you want to go for radio, Andy?
Let's go to the maiden race in the middle of the card, a cowbred race, the fifth race. We've got a horse in here, a second-time starter, the number eight horse from the Carla Gaines barn called Let It Begin. Who had a terrible break, kind of was between horses down the back, so just not a really good experience first out. Came out with a really terrific eight trope, dusted off two of her barn mates from the Carla Gaines barn. I had 45-3. I think this horse should break running at 8-1. I think it's going to be, you know, it certainly will show a lot more speed. And 5.5, True Well gets Kuzuchi Kimura up, sorry. And at 8-1, I think I'm kind of excited about this horse in here.
And Andy, a little bit earlier on the crowd, by the way, I misspoke. We've got 9 races today, not 10. Bob Baffert, Juan Hernandez team up again today. And, of course, Bob with 3 wins yesterday, Juan had 6. They've got what looks like any kind of filly in today's Grade 3 Sereno, the third race at 6 furlongs. Himeka, in looking at her debut, first out win over at Santa Anita on June 12th, it couldn't have been any more impressive. She won with her ears up, well within herself. Can anybody warm her up today in the Sereno?
Isn't really a knock on her because her training has been excellent. Worked with Butane 2 back, worked with Drayden up in the last drill. She's a kind of a diminutive filly. She's not one of the prototypical Baffert, you know, behemoths. That's not a knock, really, but, you know, if you're looking for a chink in her arm, that's the only thing I can find. I mean, I don't really have anybody I can beat her with. I mean, you know, saying that, I did like the last draw on the 3 horse in here, the shipper from Churchill, from the Peter Billenbar called Mow Him Down.
Mm-hmm.
I thought that was a pretty solid drill. It looks like it can finish, and the 6 furlong sounds like the Peter Miller filly can easily get, if not more. So that, in my mind, seems like the only horse that Bob's horse on the rail has to be. And it's also the rail. The rail is the rail. She breaks a couple of steps slow, you know, who knows what could happen. So, but, you know, to be honest with you, at 3-5 or whatever she's going to be, she's probably going to win.
Okay, and, you know, Andy, I just had Phil D'Amato on. I knew I forgot to ask him something, and it's about this filly that he's got in the Sereno. Her name is Dreaming of Alley. She debuted, that's the only time she ran, was an impressive first-out winner at Laurel Park, and goes first time for Phil today. She's got a 59-2 gate move on her tab here at Del Mar on August 3rd. Did you happen to see that one?
Called Uncle Dude, who ran yesterday, in fact, and kind of hit the board, ran a good race. You know, I don't think it has a whole lot of natural speed. It's going to be up against it with these the top two fillies in my mind. I think it feels like a horse that's going to get better as the distances increase. So I was looking elsewhere today, but I can't put a high knock on the drill. I think I'd watch one around here, for me at least.
Okay, we'll go ahead and single Baffert, Juan Hernandez, Himeka, number one in today's third, the Grade 3 Sereno. And by the way, Himeka won first out from the rail, which is where she finds herself once again here this afternoon. Andy Harrington says, for radio number 8, Let It Begin in race 5. Tell us about nationalturf.com and how we can get your stuff.
Sure, go on there, and you can get basically a scouting report on all the horses with grades for everybody I've seen down here. And there's a lot of horses to see down here. So just go nationalturf.com, and hopefully I'll give you some info that you may not see in the racing form.
Andy, thanks for your time. Really appreciate it.
Thanks, Mike. Bye-bye.
And now we'll go ahead and take a quick timeout, and we're coming back strong with Bruce Finkelstein on behalf of BetOnBruce.com, Bob Mazursky, Toby Calla, Jonathan Hardoon. A whole lot of show left. This is Thoroughbred LA on the home of the Angels, AM 830, and free on the Angels radio app.
Angels Radio,
AM 830.
From conception to the starting line, Legacy Ranch does it all. Located in the small town of Clements, Legacy Ranch sits on 145 beautifully manicured acres with lush paddocks for your mares and babies. The large pastures are irrigated year-round, and private paddocks are available too. Ranch manager Terry Knight is well-known throughout California as a top horseman and oversees the breaking and training of your young stock. The 5/8-mile training track is maintained to the highest standards under supervision of well-known track man Richard Tadeo.
Tedesco and includes a starting gate and chute for gate workouts. Take a video tour of Legacy Ranch by going to LegacyRanchInc.com. Or better yet, farm owners Pete and Evelyn Perella invite you to schedule an in-person visit where you can meet Legacy Ranch Stallion's clubhouse ride and the newest addition, Forbidden Kingdom. Contact Legacy Ranch at 510-928-4980 and start your journey to the winner's circle today.
Breed to pure California speed as Legacy Ranch welcomes Forbidden Kingdom.
It's Forbidden Kingdom, dominant in the San Vicente.
This blazing fast son of American Pharaoh went wire to wire in every one of his victories.
What a performance from Forbidden Kingdom in the San Felipe.
Posting three Grade 2 wins on dirt and turf.
Forbidden Kingdom, resolute, turns away a big bit.
Breed to the speed of California speed. Forbidden Kingdom, now standing at Legacy Ranch.
Exciting nighttime action continues at Los Alamitos with another great weekend of racing at the track of Sunsets and Stars and the best of quarter horse racing on Saturday and Sunday nights. Make your plans to join us tonight to watch the fastest horses in the world, quarter horses. And don't miss racing's best bets, our early and late pick fours. And remember, we'll also add $10,000 to the pick six on Sunday night if there's not a carryover. You'll have a great time at Los Alamitos. We're also open daily for the best of the simulcast action from Del Mar and around the country. Enjoy all of the daytime simulcast fun in style in our beautiful Vessels Club with outdoor patio seating and great views of the entire track. For Vessels Club reservations, call 714-820-2681 or join us at Burgart Sports Bar, featuring more than 60 TVs showing the best of racing and more. We're all about the horse players. It's the track of Sunsets and Stars, Los Alamitos Racecourse.
Want to bet your favorite horse but can't make it to the racebook? South Point Casino's racebook has the answer. Come in and sign up for the Nevada Racebook mobile app. For just a $50 minimum deposit, you'll have the racebook right at your fingertips, no matter where you are in Nevada. It's convenient, fun, and easy to use. When you do have time to visit, South Point Casino is the perfect place to be. Our racebook is completely separate from the sportsbook and totally dedicated to the horse player. With 52 overhead TVs, free Wi-Fi, and cocktail service, bring your tablet or smartphone and plug into the USB ports to look up your favorite handicapping website without draining your battery. Want to wager from your seat? No problem with our IPTs. Just sign up, make a deposit, and you're off to the races. Plus, you'll earn points for dining, hotel, movies, entertainment, and the spa just by using the club card when wagering. Whether you want to come in or play from the comfort of your home, South Point Casino's Racebook has you covered.
Attention Inland Empire racing fans. Watching and wagering on the races just got easier. The Derby Room located at Fairplex Park is open and ready to serve you. Watch and wager in the newly renovated Derby Room on races across the country starting at 9 a.m. each Wednesday through Sunday. Televisions throughout the Derby Room will keep you up to date on all sporting events. Add in great food and a great atmosphere and you'll have the ultimate horse player experience. For upcoming promotions, go to thederbyroom.com. Thederbyroom.com. See you at the Derby Room, 2201 North White Avenue in Pomona.
From Hawaii's Big Island, nature has given us Uncle Chemo's Kona Coffee, derived from a naturally occurring coffee bean that is only found in this precise altitude and climatic setting. Uncle Chemo's Kona Coffee ensures a perfect start to your day or any cherished moment from sunup to sundown. Every treasured coffee bean is the result of nearly 4 years of nurturing on the 57-acre family farm in the mountains above Halu'aloha, Hawaii. And unlike many other coffee beans from the Big Island, Uncle Chemo's is estate grade and hand roasted. This means all beans are grown, picked, roasted, and packaged on the farm to ensure the beans are the most balanced and as rich in flavor as possible. Uncle Chemo's Kona Coffee is now available on the mainland. To place an order, please visit UncleChemo'sKonaCoffee.com and look for our logo on the track and in the winner's circle along with leading writer Juan Hernandez. Fans, visit our website and you can see for yourself that Uncle Chemo's emanates from a true island paradise. Uncle Chemo's Kona Coffee, you can taste the aloha.
Folks, life is about family, friends, and the unforgettable experiences we enjoy together. If you are considering the Hawaiian Islands for that special vacation, a wedding, or perhaps a corporate outing, visit HalualohaGardenAndKitchen.com and you can see for yourself what this tremendous new venue located on the island of Hawaii has to offer. When you settle in at the Halualoha Garden and Kitchen, the breathtaking view of the Kona Coast adds a touch of enchantment far, far removed from the everyday stresses and strains of life on the mainland. Nestled on the slopes of the majestic Halualoha volcano, this venue offers guests a remarkable combination of Polynesian dining along with striking natural beauty and world-renowned island charm. With a top-notch chef and a fresh farm-to-kitchen approach, you'll experience island dining that is truly out of this world. Visit our website, HalualohaGardenAndKitchen.com, or call 307-461-1450 for complete details and get ready for the experience of a lifetime at Halualoha Garden and Kitchen.
Hi, everybody. This is Juan Hernandez. If you want to break out of the gate fast like I do every morning, do what I do. Have a cup of Uncle Kimo's Kona coffee. Uncle Kimo's, you'll be glad you did.
You see, war is not the answer, for only love can conquer hate. You know we've got to find a way to bring some love here today.
And welcome back, Hour 2, Thurman, Los Angeles. My thanks, sincere thanks to Chris Monreal, helping things happen here at the Big A in Anaheim. Let's get to the phones and say hello to Bruce Finkelstein in Las Vegas on behalf of BetOnBruce.com. Hey, Bruce, good morning. I know you're doing well, fresh on the heels of a $10 radio winner yesterday with John Lindo and Bob Ike, the winner of yesterday's Grade 1 Sword Dancer at Saratoga, El Cordobas. What a job by Flavion Pratt, and we'll look forward to this horse, Knock Wood, in the Breeders' Cup Turf here at Del Mar on Saturday, November 1.
You know, it was kind of interesting, Mike. Thanks for that. I appreciate it. It was kind of interesting that, you know, one of the angles that the handicappers look at, and it can be confusing, is which when a rider switches from one horse to the other. William Buick had ridden El Cordobas in its win in Newmarket, and he had also been the regular rider at Nation's Pride. Nation's Pride recent form wasn't great, yet he ended up on Nation's Pride. So, you know, there's a lot of politicking going on. There's a lot of moves, and sometimes you can overthink it. And if you went off of that, you might. If you went with William Buick, you lose the race. But Flavion Pratt, who doesn't ride a ton for Godolphin, rode a flawless race and obviously was on the better of the two. So it was made for some interesting handicapping. And this is a horse to be heard from. I hope he sticks around because he's a four-year-old just getting better and better, and he's got a heck of a late kick.
Indeed he does. That was a grade one performance, Bruce. Before we get a couple of radio plays from you, talk about the website and what you're looking at now as we hit the midpoint at Del Mar and, of course, Saratoga really, really heating up.
Yeah, we do the combination on the full card. So we do all the races, a full card of races at Del Mar, also at least the last 5 to 7 races a day at Saratoga. That's been a great, it's been a good meet for us so far at Saratoga. We're trying to pick it up here at Del Mar. There's audio included, so there's a seminar there, and also we have best bets at Del Mar. So we're really, this summer, zeroing in closely on Del Mar and Saratoga.
The big fish. All right, the ball's on the tee. Where do you want to go for your first selection?
Let's go to Saratoga's feature race. The ninth race is the Mahoney. It's a grade three. You love these 5.5 furlong races, Mike. These are competitive, neat races. And let's go with our favorite, one of our favorite trainers, Billy Mott, on the 4, Spiced Up for Judd Monte. I think we could agree that Billy Mott is one of the more conservative trainers going in New York. He's a Hall of Famer, and he doesn't usually jump horses way up in class as suddenly as he's doing with Spiced Up. This is a horse that came off a 7-month layoff and broke maiden at Aqueduct, Mike. Goes from a straight maiden win into a grade three. So you know he thinks he has the goods here, and it's very un-Mott-like. And her performance, or his performance, actually was quite solid. Very good race. The horse tried turf for the first time, broke on top, settled down on the inside. He made a move from inside to the two lane. He ran down a horse that was loose on the lead, Quando. And, Mike, I love the way this horse switched leads right outside the eighth pole, put his head down, and ran off. He came the last eighth of a mile in 12 seconds. He ran a sizzling 107.2. He now shortens up to 5.5. I think he's got the best finish in this race. Yes, he's facing tougher, but I think we'll get paid here if we're right. So in the ninth race, let's go for Team Sovereignty on the four, Spiced Up at 8-1 on the morning line.
And post time 3, make it 5:50 Eastern. That's race 9 at Saratoga. Bruce says number 4, Spiced Up. All right, 9 races at Del Mar, Bruce.
How about a bias buster, Mike? Let's go to the 6th race. And I think we almost all of us agree here that on opening day, the July 18 opening day at Del Mar, there was a pronounced outside closer bias. Everything was winning on the outside that could finish. And a horse that ran right into the teeth of the bias in race 6 is the 11, Western Avenue. Didn't break great. The first jump out of the gate wasn't real sharp. Kind of sat inside behind horses. I thought Espinosa really couldn't let this horse go. Ended up running kind of a dull sixth. I'm willing to give this horse another shot as it goes from inside to the outside. Previously at Santa Anita, this horse has a win on the main track at this distance. If he can blast out of there on the better footing today, watch out. So race 6, the bias buster, the 11, Western Avenue at 6-1 on the morning line.
Okay, terrific, Bruce. And once again, betonbruce.com, all Saratoga, all Del Mar here in the month of August. A lot of reasons to go there. And a nice $10 winner on air yesterday again in the Grade 1 Sword Dancer, El Cordobas. Let's keep it going, Bruce.
Sounds good, Mike. Take care.
You as well. Listen, before we welcome Bob Mazursky aboard, there's never a good time to have plumbing issues. Invariably, it comes if you're out of town, you get a call, hey, there's water coming out the side door, whatever. Be proactive. Go to the pros at Western Rooter, family-owned by my good friends Mike and Jenny Glenn, along with the father-son team of Larry and John Batala. Give them a call, 626-648-5499. And if you mention Thoroughbred LA Radio, they'll knock 10% off your total invoice. Western Rooter, commercial, residential, you can reach them 24/7 year-round. I can readily attest to their work from multiple personal experiences, both residentially and commercially. Go to their website. They've got over 400 five-star reviews at westernrooter.com. Western Rooter, the best in the West. And so is our next handicapper, Mr. Bob Mazursky. You can catch his full graded handicap along with Bob's own morning line in all the Southern California News Group papers every racing day here in Southern California. Hey, Bob, good morning. How's it going?
Mike, how are you?
Good. You know, I want to ask you about Bob Baffert. You've dealt with Bob a lot over the years, and so have I as well. I think guys like us that are in the moment and everything, I know I'm speaking for myself, maybe over the years haven't really fully appreciated what he's accomplishing, and you see these massive numbers that he's putting up, the number of Del Mar Futurity wins, Santa Anita Derbies. I believe he knocked down his 112th Del Mar Stakes win yesterday. I don't know, Bob, maybe like 30, 40 years down the road, other people are going to look back on it and say, that's unbelievable. This guy was just in another league.
Well, no doubt about it. You know, he's arguably the greatest dirt trainer of horses ever. I mean, there's a lot of people that have made that case, and I can't argue with them. You know, he's obviously been very, very accomplished. And you're right. He's just, there's all these races that he's owned over the years. You know, working at Los Al, I've seen how he's done there. You know, the Los Al Derbies, the Starlets, the Futurities, all those races. He's dominated. So, yeah, he's had an unbelievable career. And you're right. It's probably going to be after he's done that people will really appreciate it.
And Bob, he's just got an uncanny sense about him. He sizes things up very quickly, and that certainly goes, you know, for horses that he's looking to buy, where to place horses, tactics. He's got the game surrounded, and I mean, he's something else. He really is.
No doubt about it. Like we said, you know, he's just he has all aspects of it covered, and like I said, he's arguably the best that's ever done at training dirt horses, especially.
Let's get to it, Bob. Who do you like for radio today?
I'm going to take a long shot on the ninth race. The horse is razor sharp right now, number 7, Bronco Nagurski. The horse has won 3 in a row, was claimed for $5,000 by Jeff Mullins. You know, he hasn't lost since Mullins claimed him. I think this is the toughest race he's faced so far, no doubt about it. But I just think in his current form and with the trip, I think he'll get, he could win right once more. So number 7, Bronco Nagurski. Hope he scores a touchdown in race 9.
NFL Hall of Famer from yesteryear.
Yeah, he's older than even us, Mike.
Yeah, he hasn't been with us for quite some time. Number 7, Bronco Nagurski, 10-1 on the morning line. Diego Herrera riding for Antonio Garcia and Redham Racing. Bob, all your stuff is at today's Racing Digest as well, correct?
That is right. Collins and Tyler Bays.
Yeah.
I think you were looking at the horse right above him.
I'm sorry, what did I do wrong again?
Oh, yeah, it's Bronco Nagurski, it's Mullins, and Tyler Bays, and I think you read the names of the jock and trainer of the horse.
Yeah,
right above,
indeed I did. It's Tyler Bays and Jeff, and boy, Tyler having a solid meet, all things considered.
No, absolutely.
Bob, I got to get it together. I missed by one line there. Anyway, let's get lucky with Tyler, Bronco Nagurski, and Jeff Mullins in race 8, number 7 in the program. Thanks so much, Bob.
All right, thanks, Mike. Take care.
All right, we'll take our final timeout, not that I need it, and coming back strong with Toby Callow from South Florida, take 2 with Jonathan Harduna of the Rags and Sheets from Saratoga Springs. This is Thoroughbred L.A.
From Hawaii's Big Island, nature has given us Uncle Chemo's Kona Coffee, derived from a naturally occurring coffee bean that is only found in this precise altitude and climatic setting. Uncle Chemo's Kona Coffee ensures a perfect start to your day or any cherished moment from sunup to sundown. Every treasured coffee bean is the result of nearly 4 years of nurturing on the 57-acre family farm in the mountains above Halu'aloha, Hawaii. And unlike many other coffee beans from the Big Island, Uncle Chemo's is estate grade and hand roasted. This means all beans are grown, picked, roasted, and packaged on the farm to ensure the beans are the most balanced and as rich in flavor as possible. Uncle Chemo's Kona Coffee is now available on the mainland. To place an order, please visit UncleChemo'sKonaCoffee.com and look for our logo on the track and in the winner's circle, along with leading writer Juan Hernandez. Fans, visit our website and you can see for yourself that Uncle Chemo's emanates from a true island paradise. Uncle Chemo's Kona Coffee, you can taste the aloha.
Hey everybody, if you love pizza, and who doesn't, I've got the place for you. It's Doug and Daniel O'Neill's Little Caesars Pizza in Laverne at the southwest corner of Foothill Boulevard and D Street next to Stater Brothers. They've got freshly baked, delicious pizza at the best prices you'll find anywhere. Speaking of pricing, check out their hot and ready menu, which includes hot and ready Caesar wings, whole pizza, by the slice, crazy bread, Italian cheese bread, save a taco, eat a pizza at Doug and Daniel O'Neill's Little Caesars Pizza in Laverne.
Exciting nighttime action continues at Los Alamitos with another great weekend of racing at the track of Sunsets and Stars and the best of quarter horse racing on Saturday and Sunday nights. Make your plans to join us tonight to watch the fastest horses in the world, quarter horses. And don't miss racing's best bets, our early and late pick fours. And remember, we'll also add $10,000 to the pick six on Sunday night if there's not a carryover. You'll have a great time at Los Alamitos. We're also open daily for the best of the simulcast action from Del Mar and around the country. Enjoy all of the daytime simulcast fun in style in our beautiful Vessels Club with outdoor patio seating and great views of the entire track. For Vessels Club reservations, call 714-820-2681 or join us at Burgart Sports Bar, featuring more than 60 TVs showing the best of racing and more. We're all about the horse players. It's the track of Sunsets and Stars, Los Alamitos Racecourse.
From Santa Anita to Del Mar to key race meets around the country, Bruce Finkelstein's Bet on Bruce has you covered. Full card selections and featured races throughout the country available every racing day at betonbruce.com. Get advice on multi-wager ticket structures and improve your return on investment with Bruce Finkelstein's betonbruce.com. Bet on experience. betonbruce.com.
Folks, life is about family, friends, and the unforgettable experiences we enjoy together. If you are considering the Hawaiian Islands for that special vacation, a wedding, or perhaps a corporate outing, visit HalualohaGardenAndKitchen.com and you can see for yourself what this tremendous new venue located on the island of Hawaii has to offer. When you settle in at the Halualoha Garden and Kitchen, the breathtaking view of the Kona Coast adds a touch of enchantment far, far removed from the everyday stresses and strains of life on the mainland. Nestled on the slopes of the majestic Halualoha volcano, this venue offers guests a remarkable combination of Polynesian dining along with striking natural beauty and world-renowned island charm. With a top-notch chef and a fresh farm-to-kitchen approach, you'll experience island dining that is truly out of this world. Visit our website, HalualohaGardenAndKitchen.com, or call 307-461-1450 for complete details and get ready for the experience of a lifetime at Halualoha Garden and Kitchen.
This segment is brought to you by the Bit Tavern in South Arcadia, just off the corner of 10th and Live Oak. Beer me at the Bit.
Sister, talk to me, sister, so you can see.
Welcome back. Final segment, Thurbit Los Angeles. Hey, fans, it's here. An exciting new enterprise in thoroughbred horse racing. It's called Data Eel. The Data Eel purpose is to bring new audiences and players into the exciting world of horse racing. The Data Eel, sophisticated algorithms, weave an ocean of data, taking the complexities of the sport, leaving you with a simplistic approach to evaluate each horse in every race. Get the Data Eel for your favorite track and have a stress-free, fun day at the races. With the Data Eel, anyone can pick horses. Horses that finish in the money. Go to dataeel.com, that's dataeel.com, or horseracingsimple.com. We go to South Florida right now and say hello to Toby Callett. Toby, good morning. First of all, congratulations. A nice job last week at Gulfstream Park. Super Freaky Girl, $7.20 to win, and she keyed a $49.80 exacta. A week later, thank you very much on behalf of the listeners, Toby.
I appreciate that, Mike. Thank you very much.
Great job. Let's talk Gulfstream today. They've got 10 of them, and they should just about be getting to the gate for the first race, correct?
Well, they're listed 4 minutes to post. And again, if you could ever find a bookmaker to get, you know, to get the over, you'd never have to work again. So, it would be a dream for that to happen. So. In any event, they've been off the turf all week in no fault of theirs. It's been raining. It rained about two-thirds of the card yesterday, and which guaranteed that they'd be off the grass today. And it leads me to the seventh race today. It's a dirt race. The maiden's three and up. There is only 1 4-year-old in the race. And that's the one that I landed on. It's number one. His name is Sniper Jack. He hasn't run in 512 days. That equates to roughly 17 months. And you would say, wow, what do you like about that? The trainer change is enormous. He's only run on Trapetta earlier in his life. And I believe, based on his pedigree, a little moisture in the track isn't going to hurt him, probably help him. David Faulks, the new trainer, does great with horses off of layoffs and recent acquisitions. And the morning line favorite is a little suspect. So I think that the all indicators for me and for my money are on the one Sniper Jack. That aforementioned favorite, the 6, Camp Evans, is an exotic factor. The 7, Mahavlich, and the 3, Beijing Boss. 1-6-7-3. When it's all over, I'll ask you, what do you think of me?
Well, I think you're one of the finest, Toby. Listen, thanks so much. We'll try and make it 2 weeks in a row. And following up on Super Freaky Girl last week with number one, Sniper Jack in race seven. Post time listed at 3:56 Eastern. Have a great day, Toby. Always a pleasure.
Thanks, Mike. Pleasure is always here,
too. You bet. Now we'll get back to say hello to Jonathan Hardoon of the Rags and Sheets a little bit early because we got to make way for Angels baseball. We got to be off at about 3 minutes to the hour today. Hey, John, good morning. I hope everything's going well.
So far, so good. Too early for anything, any complaints. Give me about an hour, and I'm sure I'll find you.
All right, let's come on out to Del Mar. Nine of them today, and I mentioned that our main event goes early. It's the Grade 3 Sereno, two-year-old fillies as the third race at six furlongs, and Bob Baffert has got a really nice filly on the inside by the name of Himika at 6-5. What do you want to do for radio here?
We're going to look at the ninth and final, the real ninth and final, before you gave Bob Mazursky the ninth, but it was the eighth. Now that everyone's totally confused, I'm looking at the ninth race today. It's a mile on the turf. It's a maiden claiming event. And I like the number eight horse in here, Frog. This is a three-year-old filly for the Mike McCarthy barn, coming off of a freshening since last May. However, before the freshening, she was improving with each and every start. She stretches out in her return to the races. She's worked well. She's going to be on or near the lead. She's listed at 6-1 on the morning line. I like number eight, Frog, to send you home a winner in today's ninth and final.
And this is the ninth, number eight.
Yes.
Frog. Oh, my gosh. Sorry about that, John.
Listen, Mike, they screwed up at Saratoga in their last race. You were allowed to screw up in your last handicappers,
well,
right?
I mean, I had the jock and trainer wrong. I didn't realize I had the race number wrong. Boy, that's the trifecta there. John says, ninth and final today, the Rags and Sheets play of the day is going to be number eight, Frog, 6-1 on the morning line, and post time 6:03 Pacific. John, one thing we haven't talked about this morning, this lawsuit filed by, I guess it's First Racing against the, is it the Florida Racing Commission over the
decoupling. It's all about the decoupling.
It's the determination
policy
of the decoupling. The fact is, Gulfstream would have never had the slot revenue without horse racing. They wouldn't have been able to get the license, John. Where do you think this goes?
It's all politics, Mike. They're going to play it out. Hopefully, eventually, she'll be forced to sell the track, and somebody that cares about racing will take over.
All right. Race 9, number 8, Frog, 6-1. John, thank you. We'll talk to you next week.
Okay, Mike. Stay safe and be well.
All right. Again, my thanks to Chris Monreal making things happen here at the Big A. Stay tuned for Angels warm-up with Trent Rush. He's on the road with the Halos in Detroit. They'll try and make it two in a row today. Terry Smith, Mark Langston will be along at 10:30 with the play-by-play. Hope you enjoyed the show. We enjoyed being with you. We'll talk to you next week. So long.
Been listening to Thoroughbred Los Angeles, brought to you by Little Joe's Fresh Mex and the Bit Tavern in South Arcadia. Great food and ice cold beer 7 days a week.